Welcome back to another edition of the Cleveland Baseball Talk Podcast. I'm Joe Noga, joined by Paul Hoynes. Hoynesy, long weekend since our last podcast, and Guardians. We'll get to how the games went here in a few minutes, but really the urgent, the important, the big news from the weekend that Gavin Williams was scratched from his scheduled start on Sunday, soreness in his elbow. The reports from manager Stephen Vogt indicate, the hope is that he won't be away from throwing for too long, and that they can, sort of keep him on track. But, how surprised were you to hear that Gavin Williams was scratched on Sunday, and what does this mean moving forward for this Guardians rotation?
Yeah, Joe. I mean, I was surprised when I saw, Xavier and Curry was starting Sunday, because that was Gavin's turn, and he'd been pitching so well, Joe. In his first two starts, he struck out 9 4 2/3 innings. He really looked dominant, and all of a sudden he's scratched. Then the Guardians took their time kind of coming out with the reason why. And at the morning press conference, they told the reporters in Goodyear that, he had some discomfort in his right elbow from throwing weighted balls. So, Vogt said he should be down for a couple of days without throwing, and then he'll come back and return to a throwing program. But you know how that goes. I mean, managers always think the best, and it's often at odds with the trainers. So we'll see how this goes. But, when I know it's kind of apples and oranges, but in late February, when Bo Naylor missed a game with back spasms, they said he'd be out 2 days and back in the lineup. And it was 10 days before he was back. So if Williams is out that long, he's not going to be ready for to open the season in the rotation on March 28th.
No, that would be a case where they would most likely like leave him behind and do extended spring training, get him some innings in backfield games or whatever when the team breaks camp. But again, this has got to be frustrating. Like you said, if he does wind up missing 10 days, is that a situation where you're thinking, somebody else is going to have to jump in and take some starts in Cactus League games to get ready to open the season in the rotation?
Yeah, well, fortunately, Joe, they've had a lot of guys kind of competing for that role, that swing guy role, the role that you could be a spot starter, you could be a long reliever, and you could also come in and pitch two innings out of the pen. This situation is ideal for Carlos Carrasco. Carrasco, who, basically they signed just as a safety net in case something like this happened.
Well, to this point in camp, how is, Carrasco done, and is he ready to assume more of a role as a starter if that's what they need him to do?
Yeah, I think he's definitely ready. The last time out, he pitched 2 2/3 innings. It wasn't a start, but, it was in the middle of the game. So they're making sure he gets innings. Yesterday, Joey Cantillo pitched 3 innings. Curry pitched 3 innings yesterday. So those guys are stretched out. They're going to have more than enough, arms to fill that vacancy if Williams isn't ready by opening day.
So Cantillo is on the 40-man roster. If this might be a situation where, hey, if Cantillo looks like he's ready enough, do you maybe open the season with him in Gavin Williams' spot just to keep him as a starter and keep Carrasco in that sort of swing role and give him innings in the middle and maybe piggyback him with Cantillo if you don't want him to try and go deep in the first couple of starts of the season?
Yeah, that makes sense. I wonder if they would do that with Cantillo. He gave up the 3-run homer yesterday, still kind of feeling his way. But yeah, he's certainly stretched out enough to do that, Joe. But I'm kind of leaning more toward Carrasco because, he's been a starter most of his career. I mean, this is mm-hmm. why you got him. You brought him in here in case there was an injury in spring training, like they had last year with Tristan McKenzie, and they really kind of scrambled to fill that role, Tristan's role, and they really didn't have a veteran kind of starter to plug in.
Right. And the nice thing is that they have options. Like you said, they've got Carrasco, they've got Cantillo, they've got, as we were heading into spring training and they were signing guys to minor league contracts left and right. And like every other day, there would be a new guy pop up that they would sign and bring in. And we talked about how they were just building depth and having that kind of thing. This is where it's sort of coming to fruition that they sort of need that in camp. Maybe they knew something that we didn't, but it for you know for the front office to see this work out this way, you know, at least it's got to be a little bit more reassuring while they're still sort of in limbo on what's going on with Gavin Williams.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Hunter Gaddis is another guy, and he's really had a good spring, Joe. So you know he's a starter by trade as well, so he could slip into that role as well. So and you know another guy like one of those guys you were talking about, Tyler Beatty, who signed a minor league deal after pitching in Japan last year. He could start as well.
So, just going back to Gavin Williams, how concerning is this? Stephen Vogt said this was something he experienced while he was, doing his throwing program and throwing those plyo balls, the different weighted balls, and there was a maybe an unnatural movement or something that triggered this, and now he's got soreness in the elbow. Anytime I think that you hear elbow. Everybody just automatically jumps to, well, it's Tommy John. He's going to be gone for the season, that kind of thing. But just like with Trevor Stephan, there was some bruising and some discomfort in the elbow. It can be a number of different things when you talk about elbow soreness. It doesn't just automatically have to be, a torn UCL in that elbow. It can be a variety of different reasons why you're experiencing soreness.
Oh yeah, for sure. And the Guardians went through it last year with Shane Bieber and Tristan McKenzie. Tristan had the strained UCL, but Bieber just had inflammation in the elbow. I mean, and rest allowed both of them to come back at the end of the season, but they missed between 90 and 100 games, both of them. So hopefully it's not this serious and they caught this early. I would think Vogt said they are made this decision with an abundance of caution, just to be careful. And I'm sure if they think there's any reason for them not to push, they'll slow play Williams, and if he's not ready by opening day, that's not the end of the world. Opening day is kind of a, teams always say it's a false deadline. Everybody wants to be on the opening day roster, but after opening day, there's 161 games left to play, so you're going to need the whole roster probably to get through it.
Right, that's why it's a 40-man roster. There's reasons that there's twice as many guys on the available to you at that point. Want to remind our listeners, if you're following along and you want injury updates, you want news on Gavin Williams, as soon as we know anything, we send it out to our subtext subscribers. Cleveland.com/subtext is where you want to go to sign up for $3.99 a month and get text messages sent directly to your phone every day about the Guardians and their players and manager Stephen Vogt, reaction to his press conferences every day as well, from me, from Paul, from everybody who's following the team here for Cleveland.com. You can send a text message to 216-208-4346 or subscribe by going to Cleveland.com/subtext. Hoynsey, the Guardians made their first cuts at the end of last week. We're anticipating more coming soon, or at least some reassignments from Major League camp down to the minor league camp. The first two were announced late last week. Daniel Espino, George Valera, both dealing with injuries. They were optioned to minor league camp. We're anticipating some more cuts here coming up, but like you said, Stephen Vogt's trying to get a long look at as many guys as possible. And there are still a lot of guys on that roster who are getting into pretty much every game.
Yeah, I mean, he has 60 over 60 players still in camp, Joe. So I would think, you know, they're going to start trimming this roster, you know, sometime by midweek, maybe even, you know, a couple moves today. We'll have to wait and see what the word is out of Arizona. But, you know, you have to start whittling it down. They've got 16 games left. So, you know, they still need a good amount of players to get through those 16 games. And it's like, When a player gets sent down, it's not like they can't bring him back up, you know, and fill in for a, you know, fill in
right.
As a bench player, or if someone, you know, gets sick, they can, you know, fill in, you know, play a guy at third, you know, wherever. But, you know, I think the key when players get sent down, they, you know, it is with the idea that they'd have to start their minor league season. A lot of these guys aren't playing every day. You know, they're just filling in, and, you know, you've got to start playing every day around this time of year just to get ready for AAA and AA and single A.
Right. And there have been some veterans who have missed some time in camp due to this this illness, this crud, this whatever kind of sickness that's been making its way through the clubhouse. Miles Straw is back after missing a week or so with that. Gabriel Arias is out right now dealing with it. David Fry also missed a few games, and Josh Naylor has been in and out. So they're fighting off whatever kind of illness or, you know, sickness is sort of making its way through the clubhouse. It's given other players, younger players in camp, more of an opportunity. But we're getting to the point where these veterans have to start getting their 3-4 at bats a game and you know, piling up those at bats so that they're ready for the start of the season.
Oh, yeah. And you saw that yesterday. It was kind of creative use of the DH spot. Vogt had Kwan DH in the leadoff spot. So he stayed in there and got 4 at bats. And that's the thing you're going to have to do if you depending on how many players you keep in camp. With Vogt being a new manager and never really seeing these players up close and personal, I'm sure he wants to get as many looks as he can at these guys before they have to make a decision. So, you know, I'm sure he's wrestling with that as well.
A couple of the players that have gotten, a good number of at-bats. Angel Martinez is batting over .500 still. Tyler Freeman has been playing all over the diamond, and he's hitting up around .400. These are guys who have really taken advantage of the opportunities put in front of them.
Yeah, another guy, Joe, is Davison De Los Santos. He has more at-bats than anybody in camp, and the reason for that is obvious. He's a Rule 5 guy, and the Guardians are trying to find out if this guy can play or not, or whether they should send him back to Arizona. So he is getting a lot of looks, and just from the way Vogt talked over the weekend, they're going to continue to look at this guy, probably take it right down to the end of camp before making a decision.
Yeah, that should be interesting to see how that's going to go. Wanted to talk about base running and, you know, something that manager Stephen Vogt said earlier at the start of camp or in the beginning there was that he kind of liked the idea of these guys getting thrown out, trying to steal bases as much as they wanted to in spring training. But over the last couple of games, we've seen some real base running gaffes, some blunders, some errors. And, you know, it's probably good to get them all out now while they're out in the desert. But, you know, once the team breaks camp, I don't think Vogt wants to see as many of these guys getting thrown out on the bases as much as maybe he was. I think the meaning behind what he was trying to say was try to test and see what you can do. If you can steal bases, that's great. But definitely not the mental errors of getting thrown out, you know, trying to advance or getting faked out on a play and tagged out on a base. And we're seeing a lot of that in camp from veterans and younger players alike.
Yeah, Joe, yesterday was not a base running clinic for the Guardians. Martinez got picked off first. Straw got deep going around second base. Lavastida, with the bases loaded, tried to advance on a sacrifice fly, advancing from first to second, and got thrown out for a double play on a sacrifice fly, which is something you don't really see a lot of.
Yeah, that's and I can understand some guys in camp trying to make plays and trying to leave an impression with something like that. But, you know, if you wind up getting thrown out at second base trying to tag up on a sac fly, it leaves the wrong kind of impression, certainly for a coach who's watching that. Also in the news over the weekend, former Cleveland pitcher Trevor Bauer, still looking for a team, still looking for a contract or a situation. He's playing with a group of, I believe, Japanese, sort of it's like a showcase team going around to the different camps, and they're playing against minor leaguers on backfields. And Trevor Bauer pitched a few innings against Dodgers minor leaguers and was hitting, you know, high 90s on the radar gun and out there striking guys out, having a good time. And he walked off the field, you know, telling anybody who would listen to him, "I'm still an elite pitcher, you know, hey, somebody sign me." Do you think Trevor Bauer is going to get a chance with somebody this season? Or does it look like, you know, he's been out there for so long as a free agent, you know, everybody's been sort of hands off with him?
Yeah, Joe, just personal opinion, I do not think he's going to pitch in the big leagues this year. He might never pitch in the big leagues again. This guy, if you signed him, there would be a lot of, you would have to, it'd be a public, you know, a PR nightmare, or you'd have to really get out in front of it as a team, as a public relations department. You would have to sell it. And I just don't think people are in the mood to buy that right now.
Yeah, and it's a prison of his own making, I guess, in Trevor Bauer's situation. But it's still interesting to see what his moves have been to try and get himself back in the good graces with teams in Major League Baseball. And we all know that, you know, the bottom line is when teams finally get desperate enough, there's going to be somebody who might, you know, try and call him up. But it could be, like you said, like a long while. And it definitely, this year is in doubt. I mean, his next move might have to be going back to pitch in Japan or Korea or someplace like that.
Yeah, and he pitched very well over there. So maybe that's his, that's his landing spot. You know, and when you think about it, Joe, you know, there are still big established big league pitchers on the free agent market right now. Blake Snell, a two-time Cy Young winner. Jordan Montgomery, who helped the Rangers win the World Series last year. Those guys have yet to sign. And it's, you know, it's March what? March 11th? Mm-hmm. So, you know, are those guys going to be ready for when they eventually do sign? Are those guys going to be ready for opening day? I doubt it very much.
Yeah, and we talked Montgomery and Snell, obviously both represented by Scott Boras. So there's something there as far as, you know, the two of them in terms of a philosophy of maybe holding out as long as they have. But I got to believe that within the next couple of days here, we're going to see movement on both of those fronts just to get them in camp in time, ready for the start of the season for both of them. All right, Hoynsie, the Guardians in action today, I believe Tristan McKenzie back on the mound in Goodyear.
Yeah, Tristan McKenzie is facing he's facing the White Sox Monday. No, I'm sorry. He's facing the Dodgers today at Goodyear Ballpark. It'll be his second start. Tristan made his first start against Milwaukee, two scoreless innings. The game ended in a 3-3 tie. He looked very good, Joe, for his first time out.
Now, the question is, will the Dodgers bring even half of their all-star roster of position players? I got to believe that Shohei Ohtani will not be in attendance at the game. The veterans don't usually make those make trips like that. But maybe Mookie Betts, who's now they're going to be their starting shortstop, at least for the near future. Mookie Betts might be out there just because he needs to get some innings at shortstop.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, Glendale and Goodyear are about 30 minutes apart. So, I don't know if that the veteran status plays into that and not about them not making road trips. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, but even if half of the all-stars on that roster make the trip, then it's still probably more veterans You know, most teams are more star power than most teams bring on the road in a spring training game anyways. All right, Hoynesy, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Cleveland Baseball Talk podcast. We'll check in with you again tomorrow.
All right, Joe.